11. Marcy pulled into the parking lot of the Burger King on Tinsley Avenue and took her cell phone out of her purse. Her hands were trembling, and she dropped it on the floor. She bent over to get it, thumped her head on the steering wheel, and began to cry again. She thumbed through her contacts and found Howie Gold's number, not because the Maitlands had a reason to keep a lawyer on speed dial, but because Howie had coached Pop Warner with Terry during the last two seasons. He answered on the second ring.
Howie, this is Marcy Maitland, Terry's wife?
As if they hadn't had dinner together once every month or so since 2016. Marcy, are you crying? What's wrong? It was so enormous that at first she couldn't say it. Marcy, are you still there? Were you in an accident or something?
I'm here. It's not me. It's Terry. They've arrested Terry. Ralph Anderson arrested Terry for the murder of that boy. That's what they said. For the murder of the Peterson boy.
What? Are you shitting me?
He wasn't even in town,
Marcy wailed. She heard herself doing it, thought she sounded like a teenager throwing a tantrum but couldn't stop.
They arrested him and they said the police are waiting at home.
Where are Sarah and Grace?
I sent them with Jamie Mattingly from the next street over. They'll be okay for now.
Although after just seeing their father arrested and led away in handcuffs, how okay could they be? She rubbed her forehead, wondering if the steering wheel had left a mark, wondering why she cared. Because there might be news people waiting already? Because if there were, they might see the mark and think Terry had hit her?
Howie, will you help me? Will you help us?
Of course I will. They took Terry to the station?
Yes, in handcuffs.
All right, I'm on my way. Go home, Mars. See what the police want. If they have a search warrant, that must be why they're there. I can't think of anything else. Read it. See what they're after. Let them in, but don't say anything. Have you got that? Don't say anything.
Yes.
The Peterson boy was killed last Tuesday, I think. Wait. There was murmuring in the background. First Howie, followed by a woman, probably Howie's wife, Elaine. Then Howie was back. Yes, it was Tuesday. Where was Terry on Tuesday?
Cap City. He went...
Never mind that now. The police may ask you about that. They may ask you all sorts of things. Tell them you're keeping silent on advice from your lawyer. Got it?
Yes.
Don't let them coax, coerce, or bait you. They're good at all three.
Okay, I won't.
Where are you now?
She knew. She'd seen the sign, but had to look at it again to be sure. Burger King. The one on Tinsley. I pulled in to call you.
Are you okay to drive?
She almost told him she'd bumped her head, then didn't.
Yes. Take a deep breath. Take three. Then drive home. Speed limit all the way. Signal every turn. Does Terry have a computer?
Sure. In his office. Plus an iPad, although he doesn't use it much. And we both have laptops. The girls have their own iPad minis. And phones, of course. We all have phones. Grace just got hers for her birthday 3 months ago.
They'll give you a list of the stuff they mean to take.
Can they really do that?
She wasn't wailing again, but she was close.
Just take our stuff. It's like something out of Russia or North Korea.
They can take what their warrant says they can take, but I want you to keep your own list. Do the girls have their cell phones with them?
Are you kidding? Those things are practically grafted to their hands.
Okay. The cops may want to take yours. Refuse.
What if they take it anyway?
And did it matter? Did it really? They won't. If you haven't been charged with anything, they can't. Go on now. I'll be with you just as soon as I can. We are going to sort this out. I promise you.
Thank you, Howie.
She began to cry again.
Thank you very, very much.
You bet. And remember, speed limit, full stops, turn blinkers. Got it?
Yes.
Headed to the station now.
And he was gone. Marcy put her car in drive, then put it back in park. She took a deep breath. Then two. Then three. This is a nightmare, but at least it will be a short one. He was in Cap City. They'll see that, and they'll let him go. Then, she told her car, it seemed so empty without the girls giggling and squabbling in the back seat, we will sue their asses off. That straightened her spine and brought the world back into focus. She drove home to Barnum Court, keeping to the speed limit and coming to a full stop at every stop sign.